Rein mei dampen earth and glass, hog mei shroud the ground. But spirit and the will to win are not so easily drowned. Now gather round and I will tell a tale you'll not forget. When England they played Italy in the fog and in the wet. The year was 1934. This was London town, at the famous Arsenal Stadium, on heavy muddy ground, on heavy muddy ground. 60,000 football fans were in the ground that day, with the rattle scarves and rosettes they brightened up the grey. Teams were both presented, the finest in the world. The crowd was cheering wildly as the spectacle unfurled, as the spectacle unfurled. England started like a train, unstoppable and swift. Within 10 minutes, Brooke had scored a stunner and a gift. The famous centre forward Drake, he cannoned in a third. 12 minutes only on the clock, and deluge was the word, and deluge was the word. But when they got a penalty, Cesaroli made a save. The goalie was a hero, Italian hearts were brave. And this is what they had to be when Monty took a knock. So moving into centre half, when Ferraris the fourth the rock, when Ferraris the fourth the rock.
Anche se in apertura di gioco Ceresoli ha parato un rigore, è una partita nata sotto una cattiva stella. Contro una squadra azzurra ridotta in 10 e moralmente scossa, gli inglesi dilagano e in pochi minuti passano 3 volte. Nell'intervallo Pozzo arringa da par suo i giocatori, che nella ripresa si trasformano in 10 furie scatenate.
Lo spirito degli azzurri è veramente ammirevole e Ferrari Squarto continua a sostituire Monti come meglio non si poteva sperare. Meazza avendo segnato in apertura del tempo, ma ecco ancora Meazza sulla palla, entra in area, tiro, rete. Inghilterra 3, Italia 2.
Now Ferraris was a character, he did things his own way. He battled like a soldier and he held the foe at bay. 3 lions formed the England badge, as all could plainly see. But on that day Ferraris was the Lion of Ivory, was the Lion of Ivory. Stanley Matthews on the wing, Brooke and Drake in space. They ran the Italians ragged with their blinding skill and pace. When half-time came they caught their breath, the score it was 3-0. The home side had it all sewn up, at least that's what they thought. At least that's what they thought. On 58 and 62, Meazza scored a brace. Italy would not lie down and were back in the chase. When 19 minutes they were played, the whistle it did sound. The Italians finished stronger, but the English held their ground. The English held their ground. And so an epic football match has left its mighty mark. The English had the victory, but Italy had our hearts. And when to home they did return with medals and memories, the biggest cheer was raised up for the Lion of Ivory, for the Lion of Ivory. They made dampen earth and grass, fog may shroud the ground, but spirit and the will to win are not so easily drowned.
Dai Vans a ribattezzare Ferrari IV il Leone di Highbury e a confermare la bontà della nostra scuola.